This morning, America's First News starts right after this.
You don't have to be a retail giant or government agency to be the victim of a costly data breach. If you run a website and collect customer data, your small to mid-sized business is just as likely to be targeted by hackers. The Barracuda Web Application Firewall provides cost-effective, instant security against automated and targeted attacks, making this WAF a must-have for your SMB. Reclaim your network. Try a Barracuda Web App Firewall risk-free at barracuda.com/WAF.
From Compass Media Networks, this is America's First News. This morning with your host, Gordon Deal.
Another twist in the California terror attack. Good morning, I'm Gordon Deal, along with Bruce Johnson, who's in for Jennifer Koschenka. On this Friday, December 11, here's what we have for you this hour.
Investigators are poking around the bottom of a lake in the San Bernardino area for a hard drive. The FBI believes the shooters may have tossed it there before carrying out their massacre.
Four people have been killed following the crash of a medical helicopter in Central California.
Some disturbing moments on a train in suburban Boston. After blowing through a handful of stops, riders discovered it had no operator.
And while Chipotle tries to recover from E. coli and norovirus outbreaks, experts say the response to the crises was lousy.
The experts I talked to basically have said that Chipotle was explaining too much and really focusing too much on the facts, but not really presenting it in a way that was easy enough for the average person to understand, not putting videos out that really detail, you know, how exactly they're going to change the process of handling your food.
Katie Little at CNBC.com on what PR pros are saying about what Chipotle should have done to respond. She's here in about 25 minutes. The newest on the terror attack in San Bernardino, the FBI is searching a lake for a computer hard drive missing from the home of the suspects. There were reports that the husband and wife team had been seen at the lake the day of the shooting nine days ago, not long after Syed Farouk and Tashfeen Malik shot up a holiday party, as you know, killing 14 and wounding 21. The two put significant effort, apparently, into hiding their digital footprint, including smashing their cell phones, apparently in an effort to cover their tracks. David Bowditch is in charge of the FBI's field office in Los Angeles.
We have indications that at some point they came to this park. Now, I do want to reassure the public, there is no belief that there's anything dangerous as a result of this case in this place.
The lake search came as members of Congress, by the way, briefed on the shootings yesterday, said they were disturbed that neighbors and co-workers had seen signs that the suspects had been radicalized but failed to notify authorities. That contrasts with early reports suggesting Mr. Farouk and Ms. Malik gave no outward signs of radicalization. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump hasn't seen his status change much among the public following widespread criticism over recent remarks. In a new Wall Street Journal and NBC News poll, 59% of respondents said they viewed him negatively, about the same as in late October. 27%, meanwhile, saw him in a positive light, up from 26% in late October. Separately, Mr. Trump spoke last night at the New England Police Benevolent Association event in Portsmouth, New Hampshire.
We can't worry about being politically correct. We just can't afford anymore to be so politically correct.
Meanwhile, the survey also found Mr. Trump's proposal to temporarily ban Muslims from entering the U.S. is opposed by a solid majority of Americans, while almost 4 in 10 Republican primary voters support the idea. Some 57% of everyone surveyed objected to the proposed Muslim ban, most of them saying they objected strongly, while 25% favored it. Among GOP primary voters, 39% opposed and 38% supported the idea.
The President of the United States standing up saying the Islamic State isn't Islamic. That's just nutty.
Republican presidential candidate Ted Cruz, meanwhile, is on the verge of securing the Christian conservative bloc, a linchpin that could secure a victory in the 2016 Iowa caucuses. So says Matthew Patain, political reporter tracking the Cruz campaign for the Des Moines Register. Matt, what are you hearing about Mr. Cruz?
It's been a long time coming, but a lot of GOP insiders or people watching politics here are seeing his ground game kind of be very strong leading up to the February 1st caucuses. You know, he's got a lot of support behind him trying to coalesce social conservatives, religious conservatives, Tea Partiers behind him. And so far, it seems to be paying off, at least in the polls.
All right. I thought I only saw one poll recently that actually showed him ahead of Trump, with you know, Trump leading most of these polls. Why do the insiders feel that this is the case for Mr. Cruz?
Well, a lot of it is that, and you're right, there was the one Monmouth poll that showed him at number one, but there was a CNN poll recently that showed him at number two. Real Clear Politics rolling average also has him at number two in Iowa nationally, and that hasn't been a trend for a long time. That's been pretty recent. But if you look at these polls, he's been slowly edging his way up there. And yes, those polls are only kind of snapshots of the moment, but there's a saying here in Iowa, you know, you don't want to peak too early. A lot of people think Senator Cruz is kind of peaking at the right time. He still has a long way to go. Obviously, you know, we're about a month and a half away from the caucuses, and a lot can happen in that time. And all that matters is on February 1st. But the people looking at his organization feel that he has the momentum to organize people out on caucus night to support him.
Okay. So the number two position he's in is a strong one. Does that mean the number one position for Trump is squishy, for lack of a better term?
I think what we've been hearing, especially this past week, is that Trump is very strong right now, and he has been for a long time, and a lot of people are supporting him. I think the question is, again, what happens on caucus night? I think there's some questions about whether people will be motivated to go out and caucus for Trump, whether he maintains that momentum. There's been a couple comments in the last couple weeks that some people might not like as much. At the same time, there are plenty of people that will side with Trump on almost anything he says because they really like his tone.
Right.
So I don't know that squishy is the right term, but I think people view Senator Cruz as one of the best candidates that has the best position right now to surpass Trump among anyone else on the field.
Got it. We're speaking with Matthew Patain, reporter covering Ted Cruz for the Des Moines Register. He's got a piece entitled, Ted Cruz, According to Insiders, is Positioned to Win. So Senator Cruz's rise is coming at the expense of who, largely, Matt?
Well, I think a lot of the focus on that has been on Dr. Ben Carson, who was up there for a long time. We had an Iowa poll a couple months ago that actually had him at the top, kind of surpassing Trump. But he's now in like third or fourth in a lot of these polls. Some of that has to do with people not really being comfortable with his positions on foreign policy. They don't think he's as well versed as he is in some other policies. Whereas Senator Cruz has made a lot of statements regarding fighting terrorism, securing the border, that a lot of conservatives kind of side with. So I think Carson would be an obvious answer for at the expense. Jeb Bush also not performing as well as he was, say, you know, a few months ago. So kind of filling in some of that gap, you know, and kind of leaving, you know, while Senator Cruz is coalescing these social conservatives and these religious conservatives, maybe the more moderate Republicans haven't quite figured out who they're going to back yet.
Thanks, Matt. Matthew Patain, political reporter, tracking the Cruz campaign for the Des Moines Register. 14 minutes after the hour on This Morning, America's First News.
Did you know that the average cost for a family of four to attend a professional baseball game is over $200? At the same time, over 40% of all sports, concert, and theater tickets go unsold. So how come we're all paying so much when so many seats go empty? I'm Adam Kanner, founder of ScoreBig.com. We found a way to work directly with teams and venues to get their unsold seats and pass the huge savings on to you. On ScoreBig.com, we guarantee you'll save on great sports, concert, and theater tickets. And we're not talking about last-minute nosebleed seats to events you don't want to see, but millions of great seats for the best events, days, weeks, even months in advance. On ScoreBig.com, when you successfully name a ticket price, on average, you'll save over 33% below box office price each time you buy, with no added fees or shipping charges ever. There are lots of places to buy tickets, but if you really want to save, then check out ScoreBig.com.
And now save even more at ScoreBig.com. Click on the radio mic and enter code 2255, and we'll take an additional $30 off your ticket purchase. That's ScoreBig.com, promo code 2255.
Big Ledger with us on this Friday. A mystery train for passengers in suburban Boston. Authorities say a six-car train carrying about 50 passengers left a station without a driver yesterday and went through four other stations without stopping. The trip began shortly after 6 a.m. at the Braintree Station and ended about 9 minutes later when power was cut to the electrified third rail. No passengers were hurt. Fernanda Daly was among those on board, wondering why the train would be skipping stops with no explanation.
We knock on the door of the driver and nobody was there.
Stephanie Pollack, the state's transportation secretary, said the investigation was focusing on the train's operator, who had sought and received permission to move the train despite a signal problem. The operator is a 51-year-old man with more than 25 years of experience. The focus is whether he failed to properly secure the braking system before exiting the train. The train traveled at a maximum of 25 miles an hour before being brought to a halt. During that time, MBTA officials in Massachusetts were not able to communicate with passengers. Could you imagine? 20 minutes after the hour on This Morning, Bruce Johnson is here with more of America's First News.
Gordon, good morning. The former director of a foundation started by ex-Subway pitchman Jared Fogle has been sentenced in Indianapolis to 27 years in prison for producing child porn. Federal prosecutors said Russell Taylor sent photos and videos to Fogle, who was sentenced last month for trading in child porn and having sex with underage prostitutes. Chipotle founder and co-CEO Steve L says he is deeply sorry about the customers who were sickened after eating at the chain in recent weeks.
It's a really tough time, but first I have to say I'm sorry for the people who got sick. They're having a tough time, and I feel terrible about that, and we're doing a lot to rectify this and to make sure that this doesn't happen again.
In an interview on NBC's Today Show, Ells repeated Chipotle's pledge to tighten food safety procedures to ensure such incidents do not happen again. An FBI lab is testing a white powdery substance that was sent in an envelope to a Muslim advocacy group in Washington. It was opened yesterday at the headquarters of the Council on American-Islamic Relations near the U.S. Capitol. Republican presidential hopefuls continue to trash fellow candidate Donald Trump over his comments about banning Muslims from coming to the U.S. Senator Marco Rubio says Trump has taken the spotlight away from San Bernardino, California.
We had a major terrorist attack on U.S. soil a week ago yesterday. And now all the talk, including the newscasts, are dominated by this plan that's never going to happen. This is never going to become the law of the country, what Donald Trump is proposing.
Meanwhile, a prominent Iowa evangelical leader has endorsed Ted Cruz for president, DeCoux for the Texas senator, who has heavily courted churches and pastors in an effort to win that state's leadoff Republican caucus. And Matt Damon shot to fame in the 1997 movie Good Will Hunting as a gifted janitor at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. Now he has been selected to deliver the university's 2016 commencement exercise. MIT says that the Academy Award-winning actor, filmmaker, social activist, and Cambridge native will address graduates on June 3rd. Damon said in a statement that it is an honor to be named commencement speaker at a school, quote, that I couldn't have gotten into.
That's a good one. Good job by Matt. You like apples? How about them apples? That was my favorite line, I think, from
yes.
that movie.
Great movie.
Great movie.
Robin Williams,
yep.
Ben Affleck.
Thank you, Bruce. 23 minutes now after the hour on This Morning, America's First News.
Did you know that more and more businesses are switching to Vonage? Seems like they know something you don't know, like how they can unify all their offices nationwide on their own private connection to the cloud. Or maybe they're saving tons of headaches by eliminating unwieldy PBX phone systems. Make the switch to better. Call 1-800-5-VONAGE or visit Vonage.com and find out why so many businesses are switching. That's 1-800-5-VONAGE or Vonage.com. Vonage, the business of better.
Thanks for being with us. Good Friday to you. A company known for helping people diet is trying to remake its image. Weight Watchers is trying to reverse its long decline and win back customers by changing how it helps people lose weight. Wall Street Journal reporter Ellen Byron says it's also banking on the star power of one of its newest members, Oprah Winfrey. Ellen, what's up?
Well, Weight Watchers has really been hit by all of these free smartphone apps that allow you to count calories for free and also track your steps and other fitness measures using your phone. And so they believe, though, that their plan, especially a more holistic one like this, will help people achieve weight loss and keep it off. And so that's really the big change. They are changing their point system. So before, their point system more closely followed how many calories a food had, and now the points are leaning much more towards lean proteins, fresh fruits and vegetables, and less saturated fat and less sugar.
We're speaking with Wall Street Journal reporter Ellen Byron. Her piece is entitled, Weight Watchers Plan, Don't Call It a Diet. We're talking about the changes at the company. All right, what about the cost? Will the costs still be the same? Say if you're
My
one of the...
My understanding is the cost will stay the same.
So to get people back, they've gotten the endorsement of Oprah Winfrey.
Well, yes, even more than an endorsement. Weight Watchers and Oprah struck a deal that included a board seat. Oprah bought a sizable stake in the company, and she is talking to the CEO every week or so about program details, upcoming marketing. At the end of the year, we will see Oprah Winfrey in some TV or some ads, and some of the ad campaign was shot in Oprah's backyard, she tells me. And we'll see her presence because she really wants to bring members along with her on her own weight loss journey.
What about men? Have they ever been a big part of this, or has Weight
they
Watchers
have
been
gone
a push?
After men in the past with some limited success, but Weight Watchers tells me that this program works for men too. They try not to make it pink so that men feel like this is a plan that will work for them. I've met male members who continue to go and feel included with the plan, although most of their members are women, but especially with the online option that users have, men certainly can feel comfortable doing the program in a variety of ways.
Membership options are like what? How do they work?
Well, you can belong online, or you can choose to not only track on your phone, but also go to meetings.
Wall Street Journal reporter Ellen Byron. Weight Watchers is replacing its eating plan with a new program called Beyond the Scale. It includes revamped food guidelines, more emphasis on fitness, and new motivational tools to, quote, find and fuel inner strength. The company says the word diet is deliberately omitted. 30 minutes now after the hour on This Morning, America's First News. With the holidays almost here, you don't have time to go to the post office. You have to deal with the traffic and the parking. It'll be packed with everyone mailing holiday gifts and packages, so you should use Stamps.com instead. With Stamps.com, you can avoid all the hassle of going to the post office during the busy holiday season. Everything you would do at the post office, you can do right from your desk. You can buy official U.S. postage using your own computer, then print postage right at home for any letter or package the instant you need it. Then the mailman picks it up. It's that easy and so convenient. Right now, sign up for Stamps.com and use my last name, Deal, for this special offer. A four-week trial plus a $110 bonus offer, including postage and a digital scale. Don't wait. Go to Stamps.com. Before you do anything else, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage and type in my last name, Deal. That's Stamps.com. Enter Deal.
America's First News is online all the time. Follow us on Twitter at This Morning Show. Like us on Facebook or send us an email. This Morning at CompassMediaNetworks.com.
Thanks for being with us. It's Friday, December 11. Gordon Deal with Bruce Johnson, who's in for Jennifer Koschenka. Some of our top stories and headlines. FBI searching a lake in San Bernardino for a computer hard drive. A deadly medical helicopter crash in California. Congress will miss today's deadline, but fund the government for at least five more days. No more nudity in Playboy after today's issue hits the stands. The Warriors try to go 24-0 tonight in Boston. What Wisconsin could choose as its official state soup. And the annual Army-Navy football game tomorrow, the only game where all the players in the game are willing to die for the people watching the game. After being clobbered over a food safety issue, shares of Chipotle Mexican Grill began rising yesterday after co-chief executive and founder Steve Ells apologized on the Today Show for the restaurant chain's crises, saying it will become the safest place to eat. Chipotle shares rose 5% yesterday, but were still down 20% over the past 3 months. Meanwhile, some public relations professionals say Chipotle's management of the crises leaves a lot to be desired. Here's Katie Little, staff writer at CNBC.com. Katie, what's being said?
So the experts I talked to basically have said that Chipotle really hasn't gone far enough. I spoke with one person who gave them a C-minus grade for the response. Basically, they said, the experts I said, said that Chipotle was explaining too much and really focusing too much on the facts, but not really presenting it in a way that was easy enough for the average person to understand, not putting videos out that really detail, you know, how exactly they're going to change the process of handling your food.
All right, like what? What kind of videos, I guess, should they have done?
Yeah, they just explained something that would be more, I guess, that the average person could really understand and have a firm grasp on how, what was going on in the past and how that's changing and how you're going to be safe eating at Chipotle. And the experts I talked to say they really need to deliver on this and, you know, kind of really stop playing defense and really go on the offensive in handling this crisis.
Got it. What have they said about the CEO? Is this a case where the CEO needs to be out in front and become a face of something like this?
Yeah, so they said that, you know, basically they really need to do a better job of explaining to the public how they're changing. And, you know, like clockwork, it seemed the co-CEO did go on the Today Show to explain to America how things are changing. And he really laid it out there and promised customers that he would make Chipotle the safest place to eat.
We're speaking with Katie Little, staff writer at CNBC.com. Her piece is called Chipotle Grilled for E. Coli and Norovirus Crisis Response. Anybody saying now that it's too late, or is it never too late to provide a better response to this?
Well, you know, I guess it's kind of a question of 2020 hindsight, but they can only focus on what they can do now. So, and now they say the key is to really take charge of the situation. But one thing I want to add is, it's interesting, we had a poll in the story. Are you less likely to eat Chipotle now? And 54% of people said yes. And another 11% said, I don't eat there to begin with. So that's a huge problem when half of people say they're less likely to eat at Chipotle. And just anecdotally, you know, lines, there are reports that lines are shorter. And then the company itself said that same-store sales, which is a key metric in the industry, have fallen as much as 22%.
Oh, wow.
So that's a huge drop for the company. And the company has never even seen a negative number in its entire history as a public company. So that's huge.
How about that? All right, so what's Chipotle's reaction been to criticism of its response?
You know, that's a great question. And we spoke with Chipotle about it, and the spokesperson said to me, it's very easy to armchair quarterback these things and say a company should have done this or done that better. But the fact is they think that they've taken swift and decisive action. So they're pretty defensive that what they've done so far has been the right course of action.
Thanks, Katie. Katie Little, staff writer at CNBC.com. 21 minutes now before the hour on this morning. Music, one of life's greatest pleasures, has tremendous power. The power to bring a tear to the eye or quiet a racing mind. Music also has the power to heal and has been used through the ages to treat depression, create energy, induce sleep, relieve chronic pain, reduce stress, even cure diseases. And now, musician and author Michael Tyrell has created Whole Tones, the Healing Frequency Music Projects. These frequencies were studied in the music of King David and believed to have astounding healing effects. Now you can benefit from this revitalized ancient healing music therapy simply by listening daily to this music in the comfort of your own home, car, or office. Give yourself the gift of healing and transformation. Don't miss the opportunity to get an absolutely free sample of this music so that you can begin benefiting right away. Just visit WholeTones88.com and get a free sample of these soothing, relaxing, revitalizing musical tones. Visit WholeTones88.com today for your free sample. WholeTones88.com. WholeTones88.com. Thanks for being with us on this Friday. Time now for our weekly look at what we've been searching for the most online. We're joined now live by Google Trends expert Nina Tyler. Nina, start with Angela Merkel.
That's right. On Wednesday, Time Magazine, they unveiled their Person of the Year for 2015. This is something that people look forward to every year. And this year, the honor went to German Chancellor Angela Merkel. And she's actually the first individual woman to be featured on the cover since 1986. So it's a long time. And people really took to Google to find out, you know, who is Angela Merkel? A lot of people had never heard of her before, wanting to know, what is a chancellor? How do you pronounce her name? Is she married? Just wanting to know a lot more about her.
If they go to how to pronounce her name, it would be Angela, the German hard G.
Exactly.
How about Human Rights Day?
Human Rights Day, this week, people around the world, they came to Google to learn more about Human Rights Day, which was yesterday. It was a day that was created by the United Nations over 60 years ago, and we saw demonstrations in Cuba yesterday where 100 people were arrested, but people wanting to know, what is Human Rights Day, where did it come from, and how do you celebrate Human Rights Day as well?
Very good. How come Mona Lisa's making news? Remind me of that one.
You know, Mona Lisa made news this week for, you know, a reason that many people may have missed in the news. A French scientist, he's spent more than a decade studying the Mona Lisa, and he claims that he's uncovered a second portrait underneath the famous painting, and he claims that the portrait underneath is actually the real Mona Lisa.
I wonder, do you know how to get that job where you just study a painting for 10 years?
Sounds like the best job in the world, right?
Quite the racket, right? We're joined this morning live by Google Trends expert Nina Tyler, taking a look at what we've been searching for the most online. I guess we have to make the Hollywood reference to Saint West.
That's right. In entertainment news, switching gears from Mona Lisa, Kim Kardashian and Kanye West, they announced that their son, Saint West, was born. And many have a lot to say about the name choice. You know, Northwest, that was also a name that a lot of people had opinions about. But they've been keeping a low profile since the birth of Saint.
Very good. I want to play a clip, too, before we talk about it, from this this video of this little girl doing Silent Toes' Watch Me.
Now watch me whip. Now watch me, nay-nay.
Okay.
Now watch me whip, watch me, nay-nay.
Set this up. I know this has been a popular video.
Exactly. This week's top trending video is actually YouTube's top trending video of the year. This video, it features 5-year-old Heaven King, and she's doing the whip, nay-nay dance, which was insanely popular this year. Her video went viral, and it now has over 117 million views on YouTube and counting.
I see it's something like more than 400 years of watch time or something
exactly.
like that.
Exactly. Over 420 years of watch time if you combine all of it.
Was that the official video for that song?
It was not the official video for that song, but we did see a lot of people taking to YouTube and posting their own renditions of the video
yeah.
and kind of showing off their own dance moves. So her mom is a New York choreographer, and she has some dance
good.
Moves herself.
Very good. She's a cute kid, no question. Very good. Thanks, Nina. Appreciate it. Google Trends expert Nina Tyler. By the way, I think the video that might come close to unseating that one is this new parody of Adele's song, Hello from the Other Side. It's called Hello from the Mother Side. It's so funny. It's about a stressed out mom's hilarious Adele parody. 14 minutes now before the hour on this morning, America's First News. We'd love to welcome a new sponsor to the show, All and Sundry, a modern men's shoe company with an old world vision. My friend Nick and his team make the finest handcrafted custom shoes, shoes your grandfather would be proud of. All and Sundry creates a unique experience where you select your style of shoe, whether for work or play. Then you choose the material, add custom features like eye stays, then select a color. They source all the materials and build each one by hand. Without a middleman, you get the savings. No more outrageous markups. If you're a shoe guy, All and Sundry is for you. If you're not, you might change your mind after seeing All and Sundry. Right now, get a 10% discount on a gift card for the holidays. Visit allandsundry.com and enter the promo code DEAL at checkout. That's AWL and sundry.com. Then enter DEAL at checkout. All and Sundry, stylish and modern shoes with craftsmanship a grandfather would be proud of. Again, allandsundry.com and enter code DEAL. Glad you're with us. Happy Friday. If you've got kids, chances are their Christmas wish includes a hoverboard. But these things are quickly falling out of favor. The two-wheeled, self-balancing devices have become incredibly popular among riders of all ages, but their tendency to spontaneously combust and classification by some towns as a motorized vehicle have made them the subject of bans in public places. British Airways and Delta Airlines don't allow them anymore, not as check-ins nor carry-ons. Delta says a company probe found that many devices contain batteries that are higher powered than the federally mandated 160-watt-hour limit allowed on aircrafts. Can't ride them at Disney or around the Vatican. The batteries, which can overheat and catch fire, are the root of safety concerns regarding hoverboards. It's 9 minutes now before the hour on This Morning. Bruce Johnson is back. He has more of America's First News.
Fiat Chrysler Automobiles will pay a $70 million fine to the U.S. government for failing to report safety data. The fine is in addition to a $105 million penalty leveled against Fiat Chrysler earlier this year for its mishandling of 23 recalls involving 11 million vehicles. The chief of the FBI's L.A. office says divers are searching a small lake at a park in San Bernardino, California. Leads are said to indicate that the shooters who killed 14 people last week about 3 miles away had been in the area on the day of the attack. And David Bowditch says the search could widen.
It would not be uncommon for us to do neighborhood canvases at a later date. It's very possible we will. So if you see FBI agents out on the street, don't worry about it. It's part of the investigation, and that will continue.
Bowditch won't say what is being sought, but reports say the FBI is looking for a computer hard drive in the lake. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump was at the New England PBA event in New Hampshire last night, saying we can't worry about being politically correct when it comes to the killing of police officers.
Anybody killing a policeman, policewoman, police officer, anybody killing a police officer, death penalty. It's going to happen, okay? Can't go. We can't let this go.
Moving on down to Boston, it was a nonstop trip the passengers could have done without. A six-car train left a suburban transit station without a driver and went past four stations before being brought to a halt. About 50 passengers were on board. None were hurt, although the intended driver was brushed by the train. And Massachusetts DOT Secretary Stephanie Pollack says that driver is now on the hot seat.
Operator error is the current focus of the investigation, and the extent to which the operator is responsible and the extent to how to characterize the operator's actions will be determined by the investigation.
And Gordon, Janis Joplin's widely painted 1964 Porsche has sold for $1.76 million, and that's well above its pre-auction estimate at $600,000. The counterculture relic was featured at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and Museum in Cleveland for the past two decades. R.M. Sotheby's offered vintage cars in its sale in New York City last night.
That is quite the paint job.
Yes.
Quite the paint job. Matched her personality.
It did indeed.
But a heck of a paint job.
One of the great female rock and roll voices. She knew how to travel.
Absolutely. Thank you, Bruce. 7 minutes now in front of the hour on This Morning, America's First News.
Did you know that the average cost for a family of four to attend a professional baseball game is over $200? At the same time, over 40% of all sports, concert, and theater tickets go unsold. So how come we're all paying so much when so many seats go empty? I'm Adam Kanner, founder of ScoreBig.com. We found a way to work directly with teams and venues to get their unsold seats and pass the huge savings on to you. On ScoreBig.com, we guarantee you'll save on great sports, concert, and theater tickets. And we're not talking about last-minute nosebleed seats to events you don't want to see, but millions of great seats for the best events, days, weeks, even months in advance. On ScoreBig.com, when you successfully name a ticket price, on average, you'll save over 33% below box office price each time you buy, with no added fees or shipping charges ever. There are lots of places to buy tickets, but if you really want to save, then check out ScoreBig.com.
And now save even more at ScoreBig.com. Click on the radio mic and enter code 2255, and we'll take an additional $30 off your ticket purchase. That's ScoreBig.com, promo code 2255.
Just as a general rule of thumb, we do not talk over the Foo Fighters. By the way, if you like small business or entrepreneurial stories, be sure to check out the Small Business Report, done twice weekly and available on our website, which is thismorningwithgordondeal.com, or on places like iTunes and SoundCloud. Wisconsin may have a lot of great things, right? The Packers, fishing, world-famous cheese and breweries, first-class colleges. What it does not have is an official state soup. I know, right? However, a state lawmaker wants to change that. Representative John Macko of Ledgeview has introduced a bill that would put chicken booyah in the same league as the state bird and the state fossil. The Wall Street Journal says booyah is a chicken-based soup introduced to northern Wisconsin by people of Belgian descent, although its specific origin in the area has been the subject of debate. Generally cooked in enormous kettles, the soup frequently plays a major role in church fundraising events in the area. Mr. Macko, who is a first-term representative, is well aware that Wisconsin has plenty of more important issues than naming a state soup, but he introduced the bill as a fun way of giving some recognition to the state's formidable Belgian-American population. The only argument on the floor, by the way, will likely be whether booyah is better with or without bones. That'll do it for this hour. For Bruce Johnson, I'm Gordon Deal. Thanks for listening to This Morning, America's First News.